Did you have a place where you stored your potatoes in the wintertime?
Yeah, we built what we call it a potato house. Usually, get some long timbers, maybe be 8 to 10 feet wide out here, let them come up here and put a ridge pole log here in the middle, and then fix the door here, usually fix it at the south end. And as it come, get colder, we drop this up on top here with dirt to keep it freezing potatoes. Mm-hmm. Call them potato house.
Potato house. Did people around here ever store their turnips like that?
Well, I don't remember anybody ever storing any turnips.
Mm-hmm. I see. Did you have on your farm an open area around the barn where your stock could just walk around, you know?
Well, usually we built what we called a lot around the barn and kept them in there. They could walk all about there.
Right.
Some folks had the stables when they went to feed and put them in, the sheds around on there. And my daddy had, he never did have much stables. He had several head of mules and horses. He just taken some lumber, built a trough about 12, 14 feet long, set down some blocks out there, just feed them out there. And they get out of the shed when they wanted to, if they wanted to manipulate around out there, that's what they do.
Right. Whereabouts did your cattle graze?
Cattle. Well, they graze outside most of the time here, but from the last 40 years old, folks that had the cattle, they had a stock all year, had them little pastures. Mm-hmm. Prepare for them.
Right.
Yeah.
What kind of fencing would you have around your pasture?
Well, it started in the rails, but the last, they got further, there wasn't no time to make rails, by barbed wire. They would just put up 3 or 4 strands of barbed wire on posts around it.
Did people call that a rail fence or what kind of fence?
Yeah, when we cleared new ground, split the rail, we called them rail fence. That's what we had for a long time. We made many a rail. Mm-hmm. Cleared the new ground, always split up the timber that split and rails to fence it with.
Do you ever see any of those rail fences nowadays?
How's that?
Ever see those rail fences nowadays?
No. I ain't a rail fence in the country, as I know of.
Did you have these fences that people usually had around their yards or their gardens? They would kind of come to a point like that?
Yeah, we call them, some of us call them palings, and some call them pickets. That's when we had good timber, cut down timber and split out and sharpen them up like that and fence in your yard with it.
Mm-hmm.
Paling, a picket fence. Yeah. Just because some call them paling, some call them pickets.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Nobody have yard fences now no more. She opened them
out
like that. Unless it's around this pasture on the back.
Yes, ma'am.
The fence all open.
Yes, ma'am.
This old place, when we first started here, I think it just had a rail fence. And then when I done away with that, put wire around it, to net wire.
Net wire.
And now what's on around the back, it's just barbed wire, nothing in front.
Mm-hmm. I see. Did cotton used to be raised around here?
Yeah, that was what we done for a living. For some I can remember up till about early 40s, it went out of business here.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah.